My guest, returning for a second time, is the band Mojave. We're going to start by playing a track from their CD, and then we'll get into some interview and some live stuff, so stick around. This is Mojave on Is Good on killradio.org.
Yesterday, waiting for today.
We're back on Is Good on killradio.org, hanging out with my favorite Canadian band, Mojave. Welcome back to the Kill Radio studio. Welcome back to Los Angeles.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
No troubles at the border, I take it? You flew right over?
No, there's a sticker problem with the flight. There is a sticker missing on the plane, so we almost had to deboard and go on a plane that had all its stickers. But thankfully, they found another sticker, I guess. I don't know.
What does that even mean? I don't even understand.
I don't know. The captain came out. He seemed very sincere and very somber. And he's like, look, I just wanted to let everybody know we're missing a sticker on the plane. We might have to deboard. I'm going to have a meeting with the people upstairs, and we're going to sort this out for you.
I wonder what role the sticker plays in actually keeping the plane in the air. It holds the wing on.
Exactly. It's just a series of stickers.
He comes back, he's got a sticker, says Mojave Rocks, puts it on the front of the...
That's what we could have given him stickers.
Yeah
you guys have plenty of
stickers.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So you guys are... How long are you guys in town for?
Till Friday morning.
And how many shows are you playing?
We're playing one at the Whiskey tomorrow night. It's a special acoustic night at the Whiskey a Go-Go. And, yeah.
No leather, no hairspray, just all acoustic.
Oh, crap. Not much leather and not much hairspray.
And for our audience's sake, just remind everyone like who you are and what you play and what you bring. And we also have a new member as well here.
I'm Lisa. I sing and play guitar.
I'm Paul. I play guitar and sing.
I'm Phyllis. I play the violin. I play the violin.
All right. So is it last time I had just the two of you guys here, is Phyllis an addition to the band, or is it something that was with the band but just didn't come on your last trip?
Yeah, I mean, she's been playing with us since we started doing shows. Just the last trip, she was busy or had other plans or something, or broke.
So strings has always been a part of the music. I mean, I heard it in the album as well. All right, cool. Well, you guys want to jump into a live song, and we'll chat some more after that. What are you going to play for us first?
I think we're going to start with Fault Line.
All right. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This is Mojave. Wow, that was awesome. That song could have gone on for like 10 more minutes, and I'm totally into it.
Thanks.
I'm afraid of silence because I'm afraid people can hear my thoughts.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
That's that would why be my special power.
I never like an awkward moment like that. I always have to be the first to let jump in there because otherwise they'll know what I'm thinking. You know, hearing it now with the violin, I mean, it makes a huge difference. I mean, it's almost like there's this whole chorus of people singing along with the song and harmonizing, and adds so much texture and dimension to what's already pretty textured, multidimensional music. So actually, maybe Phyllis, if you want to grab a microphone, just tell me a little bit about the experience of, first of all, like your experience, you know, learning to play violin and then playing violin for a rock band as opposed to playing it in a chamber music situation.
Yeah, actually, I started classical violin. This is my first band I've ever been in. And at first, it was really weird. I kind of didn't know what I was supposed to play. I'm so used to having the music in front of me and just reading it and doing what I was told to play. And yeah, it was quite confusing in the beginning. I couldn't find my notes, and they'd be staring at me going, come on, play something. But it's getting a lot better now. It's been almost a year.
So have you kind of developed an ability to sort of jam on the violin?
A little bit. Yeah, yeah. It's getting better all the time.
She has.
I think.
Yeah.
It wasn't good to begin with at all.
So you were kind of still thinking in classical terms, and you had to learn how to think in
sort of,
more rock
just
melodic
like
terms.
I was never that creative. I was never told to be creative. So
they don't encourage that when they teach you to play violin?
Well, when you're playing with 70 other people, you can't be creative.
Right.
It's
no, that makes sense.
It's just all going to clash. Yeah.
All right. Okay, cool. Now, the other thing that's interesting about this band is it's an acoustic band, but you guys both come from more hard-edged rock influences, and those still find a way of carrying themselves into the music. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's... It's cool because we've, I guess, found a way to make the things we like about heavy music work in acoustic music without having it sound like that should probably be played through a Marshall stack with a double kick drummer kind of thing. So, I mean, I think it's a little different, too, because a lot of acoustic musicians that are out there play like sort of a folk vibe, which is really cool. But we kind of like to blend that with kind of heavier playing and heavier riffs, but that do work on the acoustic guitar, so it doesn't just sound like power chords going as fast as you can.
We get a lot of comments on that too. A lot of people who listen to our music are, I don't even like acoustic music, but I like you guys. Like, mm-hmm. And I look, you know, at some of the, like, on MySpace, you can see people's, you know, favorite bands, and they're all like metal bands. So, I mean, it's kind of nice because I'm glad that we can sort of do both of the things that we love to do. We love playing acoustic guitar, but yeah, our background is in hard rock bands, Marshall Stacks.
Well, you can, you know, a lot of the acoustic songs, especially if it's a solo act and it's very folk oriented, it can really be a cure for insomnia if you're not careful. I mean, you can see, you can even see the artist.
Yeah.
You can tell when an artist isn't even really into their song and they're getting kind of bored with it. And it's like, all right, a couple more chords and I'll be out of here.
Yeah. And I mean, we try to sonically vary it up a lot from song to song too, because sometimes some of our songs are just a guitar and one vocal line. And then some stuff is two guitars, two vocal lines, violin, drums when we have it kind of thing. So we try to really have it so it can go up and down a lot too, because that's the kind of music that we like to listen to has lots of different ebbs and flows in the way that it's arranged and the way that the melodies are arranged. So it's just what we like to do.
Yeah. What? Why don't we listen to another track from your CD? Where can people get this CD and what's it called?
The CD is called Stories, and it's available DRM free on CDBaby.com. If you look up Mojave Stories on CD Baby, you can find a DRM free version.
What does that mean?
Digital rights managed free. So as opposed to, you
basically
can also
you can copy it and give it to all your friends.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And you can also get it on iTunes, but iTunes has the lockdown, so you can, I think, only put it on like four computers.
Oh,
and
right,
an iPod,
right.
Or something
you
like that.
You have to authorize it for each
exactly.
Machine you play it on.
So, but CD Baby, you can buy it, and if you want to share it kind of thing. So.
Or you could download it from iTunes, burn it to a CD, and then burn copies of that CD
exactly.
And tell your friends.
Yeah.
Anything to make it a little bit more difficult. What track should we play?
This one seems to be the popular one in the U.S., A Place That Time Forgot.
There it is. All right, you're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This is Mojave. Stick around. ¶¶
sometimes things just come between. You take me away, but will you show me the way home? Have my footsteps been buried?
We're back on Is Good on KillRadio.org, hanging out with Mojave, listening to some tracks from their album Stories, which you can get off CD Baby and iTunes. And I assume if people go check out the Whiskey Show tomorrow night, they can get CDs then as well?
No, we don't have CDs. We're the crazy hippies from Canada that are against plastic and
running down resources. Now I remember.
So
yeah.
Our CD is only available online.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you count, if
and that's why you made it so that people could buy one and share it with their friends as well.
Yeah. So, but if you come to the Whiskey Show and you come say hi to us, send us an email after, and we'll send you a copy of the CD.
Cool.
So, yeah.
How does that sort of fit in? We were just chatting a little bit about politics while we were listening to that track. Sort of, how does your music fit into your kind of worldview? Like you're saying, you know, environmentally conscious in terms of distributing your music.
Yes.
What other things kind of come into play?
I don't think we have any songs about veganism. But
yeah, we did write one song about global warming. It's a pretty big issue. I mean, it's been an issue with us for a long time. I'm vegan. I recycle. I try to do, you know, my part. And I think that as a musician, I want to not really push it in people's faces, but, you know, get it out there and get other musicians especially on board with, you know, when we tour, we offset, we plant trees. Not personally, I don't plant them, but
that'd be cool though. I'd like to.
One summer you'll see Mojave somewhere planting trees. But we donate to a company in Canada called Tree Canada, and we donate based on how much we've traveled, and they plant the trees for us.
Is that something sort of unique to the Canadian world, Canadian lifestyle? Like when you go out of the country to tour, do people kind of seem surprised that musicians get involved in those sort of things, or is it a different scene? Is it more expected where you guys are from to be involved in something other than just your music?
I don't think so. Like, I don't think
Vancouver's
there's any other.
Pretty,
well, Vancouver.
Vancouver's pretty hippie. There's a lot of hippies in Vancouver, but I think a lot of the places that we tour and we travel to as well, I think we sort of stick to, you know, similar sort of vibe areas. We West Coast especially.
Mm-hmm.
It would be nice to branch out and get to other areas and see what it's like to tour in other areas. I heard to avoid Texas. I heard that I would starve to death in Texas.
It's hard to get a meal in Texas that doesn't have meat in it.
And apparently they still have smoking in bars.
I think they do. I think it depends on the I think it depends on the city.
Okay.
Actually. But yeah, you guys should do see if you can get in the South by Southwest or something this next year or whatnot.
Should.
Yeah.
You know, you guys were here a few months ago. You played some shows and then went back. How did that tour treat you? I guess well enough that you wanted to come back.
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, we did Kill Radio the day before we started the tour. And then we went on from L.A. up to San Francisco and back and played in San City and Monterey and San Rafael, San Francisco. All the shows were awesome. Like, we met some really cool people. We had really good response at all the shows. It was actually really good. We seem to enjoy playing out of Vancouver more than in Vancouver lately. Like, we just got back from a tour through British Columbia's interior, and that was really fun. We were actually playing with a metal band. We were opening for a metal band for that leg of the tour, so it was pretty fun. And yeah, it was so good. It's cool to play small towns because the people there are just so well receiving of music and that sort of thing, we found. And then after the show, like, people would come up to us like, oh, if you need a place to stay, you can come crash on our couch or that kind of thing.
Yeah, we had two guys invite us over for bread and tea. and he's like, well, we got to leave soon. I've got some bread baking. And I'm like, wow, that's the best excuse I've ever heard. But he actually stuck around and he had us come over. And sure enough, he had bread baking when he came over.
Yeah.
And he had a piano and a whole bunch of guitars. And we just jammed till like 2 a.m. It was awesome.
I guess that's one of the challenges of living in a sort of musically oriented town. Like, LA is obviously one of those towns, and Vancouver is one of those towns. And sort of people are so used to their friends being in a band and having to go see shows that to promote there can be kind of difficult because people have so many different options of things to do. They're not as appreciative of a band coming in to perform for them.
Yeah, it's totally oversaturated because everybody in a band is always, to all their friends, are always, oh, you got to come see me play this night, or you got to come see while we're playing in 2 weeks here. And I guess it can wear people down.
Yeah, actually, I did the math the other day. It turns out if I wanted to, I could see 7 different friends on any night of the week.
Holy smokes.
But that's the upside and the downside of being a radio host, I guess.
Yeah.
Why don't we do another live song if you guys are ready?
Sure.
Sure. What are we... Oh, we're doing Save Me. This is a very brand new song.
Is this not on the album, I guess?
No. This'll...
We just wrote it like a month ago.
Do you guys need to figure out the game plan?
We just started trying it with Cassinets, but we're not going to do it with Cassinets now because we haven't really practiced with the Cassinets, much to the chagrin of Phyllis. So maybe put them on the floor and just kick them.
Like maybe tap on wood or something.
You can play them, maybe. You can join in.
Oh, I wouldn't dare. You're listening to Is Good on KillRadio.org. This is Mojave live in the Kill Radio studio.
Watching you look out your window. Why haven't you seen me by now? I have been waiting for you to uncover pieces of me that I've left at your door. Moment, try not to remember anything other than what I have said. I'm only happy when you keep on drinking. Fill up your glass, empty your head. Quisiera del Diablo, save me. Quisiera del is empty and you have still left me, breaking your promise until the next round. Quisiera del Diablo, save me. Quisiera del Diablo, save me.
You're listening to Is Good on KillRadio.org. My guest is the band Mojave from Vancouver. That song's kind of different from what you guys normally do. It sort of has almost a waltz-like quality. It's kind of like a happy, upbeat song, but the lyrics aren't happy and upbeat. And I love songs that kind of have that ongoing paradox.
It's a song about the devil and drinking.
Exactly.
Yeah. I had a bottle of wine, and we just started writing some music, and the name of the wine was Casiero del Diablo, and we just started writing these lyrics, and it was like super fun, and we just kept going with it. It ended up being this super weird song. I'm like, I don't know, this is so weird. And then we played it for Phyllis. She's like, oh my god, this is awesome, we have to play it.
Did a lot of songs kind of come out of that very organic, you know,
you're
getting
drunk,
drinking.
Well, I was gonna say, you know, you're hanging out and whatever's going on inspires you, but yeah,
sometimes it's organic wine.
Yeah, right? It could be. Yeah.
Yeah, that one was a little bit different than we usually do it. A lot of times there's a serious story behind the songs that I write lyrically, and this one was just fun, and it means, you know, I don't know, drink and have a good time. And sometimes if you're not careful, the devil will find you.
Now, this is a brand new song. Are you guys continuing to write new songs even after, you know, you're doing this tour presumably to promote your music and the album that you have, but you're already recording new stuff? Or
Yeah, we're working on, I guess, writing the second album now. We've probably got about half the songs written so far. So, yeah, and then I think probably in 2 months we recorded some session stuff with drums and full bass and piano and banjo and
that
stuff.
That was really cool. It was a little bit going back to our hard rock backgrounds, and like having a full kit drummer playing some of this stuff is like amazing. It's really, really cool. We're going to be releasing it for free on our website and on MySpace probably in the next month.
Yeah.
Do you guys see yourselves sort of as very prolific in terms of, you know, producing a lot of music? Like, you have this album, you're already working on a second album. You're just going to keep on, you know, making as much music as you can?
Yeah, just keep going.
Cool.
Yeah, that's what we enjoy, right? So, I mean, just the wagon wheels just keep spinning.
Why don't we listen to another track? We'll see what we have up here. What do you recommend?
Unbroken?
Unbroken it is. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Mojave. Stick around. We're back on Is Good on KillRadio.org. My guest is Mojave. What's the best place to find out the latest up-to-date info on your band online?
Either at MojaveMusic.ca or MySpace.com/Mojave. I think both of those are updated at whenever we add new shows or whenever we have new stuff to talk about.
Oh, and we have a Facebook group now.
Oh, yeah, we do. None of us, the violin player is the only one that uses Facebook, so.
I got it because of you guys.
Exactly. she set up a Facebook group, so we.
How does that work? Is it the same? Like, I have a Facebook profile, but I never, like, really check it. Is it the same? Do you use it the same way as you use MySpace in terms of, like, promoting your shows and stuff like that?
I've only had it for, like, 2 weeks, so I can't really answer that question.
Did you tell me, though, that you sent out a message for people to tune in to listen to the show, and people actually RSVP'd that they weren't going to listen to the show?
Yeah, I didn't really appreciate that very much.
That's hilarious. Well, you know, since you have the microphone in hand, I was curious about how these songs develop. It sounds like Lisa, you know, like starts with you writing some lyrics, and then you guys work out the guitar parts together. And then does the violin come in last? And
they try to leave a space for me. Sometimes they don't.
Like, do you have ideas of how it's going to sound, or do you just wait for Phyllis to sort of improvise, and then you go, yeah, that would work?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes we say, oh, maybe try this, but most of the times it's just, hey, Phyllis, listen to this song we just wrote, or listen to this verse, and we haven't written anything else, and then we just kind of jam it out, and she comes up with cool ideas that are on the violin.
Sometimes I do, sometimes
most
I don't.
Most of the
yeah.
time. It works out in the end.
You should totally blow her mind and just hand her some sheet music one time.
Yeah.
Like,
we wrote the song. I don't even know how to write. Yeah.
It's been a long time. I used to.
Actually know how? Oh.
It's like a language, though. If you don't practice it, you forget it. So you're on your own.
Well, I didn't necessarily mean write sheet music she could read. I just meant any sheet.
Just write it. Just get
I just have to figure it out.
Make it seem like it's her fault.
But you just get some sheet music and just write it, and just, you can play it and then see what it sounds like.
I don't think you should give them any ideas. That's not very nice.
Why don't we do another live song? What do you want to play?
I think I'm gonna do a song now, and it's called COQCO. Which I'm not the best at naming songs, so it's the last five parts of the song are chorus, outro, quiet bit, chorus, outro.
Nice.
COQCO. Typically, when in the other band that I'm in, we have a big whiteboard, and it's very math based. So we write out all the parts on the whiteboard and then organize them together in the arrangement. So it ends up being, and we've named, like, we have choruses and outros and intros, and there's pre-choruses. We have a part in most songs called a nipple, which is kind of in between a chorus and the end of a chorus and the start of another verse. So we end up with just these random letters arranged on the board, and this one, the last five letters were COQCO, which sounds like it could be a word. But
yeah, or it could be like a Spanish phrase or something.
Exactly, a cocquo.
S-O-C-K-S. All right, whenever you're ready.
This is it, a total recall. Peel away cobs of dissidence. Inside these lies are four walls. Won't hold me to them anymore. Break away from all that's led me to perform self-image puppetry. Realize these lies as a call to despise. We are cured. We are saved in every day. Some doubt in the absence of this. Never confirmed, but never quite denied. Explicit commentary, nothing more than just a satirical lie. Suspicion from all that's led me to just go along for the ride. Inside my head is starting to collide. We are cured. We are saved from every day.
forget this. Even when we're far from here, this moment only lasts forever in our minds. We are cured, we are saved from every day. We are cured, we are saved from every day.
You're listening to Is Good on KillRadio.org. My guest is the band Mojave. That was a good one, man.
Cool, thank you.
So do you guys kind of, how do you decide who's going to do what songs in this? I mean, it's not your usual band where you have, like, you know, the female front singer or the male front singer. You guys kind of equal opportunity employers in your band. How does that how does that work? Is it just whoever brings in a song and you guys decide to go forward with it?
Yeah, I mean, typically, I guess it's typically whoever writes the most lyrics of the song. Sometimes we, paper, rock, scissors. Yeah. But sometimes we collaborate on the lyric writing, but a lot of the times it's Lisa that does the majority of the writing of the lyrics. And then for the songs that I play, I typically write most of the lyrics on. And some of the songs in between we just collaborate on, and I'll help with a verse or chorus.
What usually comes first for either of you or both of you in terms of, you know, lyrics or the music?
I would say it's 50-50. More recently, Paul's been writing a lot of parts, and depending on the mood of the song, from just a guitar perspective, it inspires me to go in a certain direction.
All right.
Yeah.
That'll work.
Yeah, exactly.
That and a bottle of wine, of course.
That always helps.
Is this, so your performance tomorrow night, is that kicking off another tour up the coast or anything like that, or is this just a one-time out-of-town gig?
It's our, you know, one-off get out of the rain, one-night tour.
Yeah.
So hopefully the weather clears up a bit. I actually see a bit of sun outside right now, so we might be in luck for today.
Do you guys play a lot when you're in town? I mean, on your downtime, do you play like every week, or do you kind of try to spread it out a little bit so that you can promote easier?
We probably play almost every day.
Almost every day.
Not shows.
Well, not shows, like practice and like writing and stuff.
Oh yeah, no, I mean shows.
Oh, shows. Yeah.
We're trying to. It's when we're talking about the Vancouver music scene, it gets a little bit, you know. Again, we're talking about, you know, too many bands playing and all that. It's better to limit it, and then that way you can sort of promote the show a lot better than if you're, you know, playing every single weekend, mm-hmm, or whatever. So I mean, we're trying to. I mean, twice a month is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we try to get out of town and play
and
shows
out
of town,
yeah,
too. So
taking a week or 2 weeks and just to get out of Vancouver is great.
Do you find that affects the songwriting at all? Like if you know, go to a new place, get out of town, does that inspire you?
I think leading an interesting life inspires the best music. So
yeah, actually, since we've been touring a lot, I noticed that the level of music creativity has gone up for sure.
Interesting. All right, let's listen to another track from your CD. And once again, where can people get this? Because they should go download it.
Yeah.
Right after listening to this.
Cool. On cdbaby.com, just look up Mojave. And on iTunes, just look up Mojave.
That's Mojave.
Yeah.
For you phonetic people out there. What track should we play?
Do you have a preference?
I'm drawn to the word obsessive. But
perfect. We'll go with that one.
The song's called Not Obsessive. You're listening to Is Good on KillRadio.org. This is the band Mojave.
I love you.
we're back on Is Good on killradio.org, hanging out with Mojave out of Vancouver, Canada. And you guys are in town just for a quick show tomorrow night at the Whiskey.
Yes.
And where is that? You know, off the top of your head? I know it's on Sunset.
8901 Sunset.
Is it really?
Yeah. Now I'm second-guessing myself, but I'm pretty sure that's
yeah,
the
that sounds about right. That sounds about right.
Yeah, and we go on at, I guess, 8:15 sharp.
Oh, yeah, so it's an early show for you guys. You guys are opening, I guess, for some other bands.
Yeah, there's
is it an acoustic night, you said?
Yeah, it's an all-acoustic night. I think they wanted to make it romantic. I guess they didn't listen They didn't listen to our lyrics too heavily, but...
Well, that's interesting because, yeah, all the shows I've ever seen at the Whiskey have been very loud and very,
exactly,
you know, amped up.
Yeah.
That's cool. Is there a cover for that? Do you know?
Yeah, I think it's $15 at the door, $10 at the door.
Yeah, it's $15 at the door and $10 if you give us a shout before we go on.
Okay, so be sure to do that. Let's jump right into another live song.
Cool. What are we going to do? Here I Am?
Yeah.
All right.
Whenever you're ready.
Yeah, this is Here I Am.
Talk to me. Tell me what you're thinking. Tell me how you're feeling. Here I am, wanting you and wanting nothing more. I know things are complicated and we are both so jaded, trying to convince ourselves that we can walk away. You're breaking me down. And I am starting to drown. This is tearing me apart. It's breaking my heart. Please don't cry. This is not goodbye. Beautiful words to a beautifully sad song. Wake up beside me and tell me that it will be okay. I don't have the right to ask you who you give your heart to, but mine is breaking, thinking it is someone else but me. It seems darker here on this night. It seems we've lost the light, but I don't want to lose the moment that we were found. You're breaking me down. And I am starting to drown. This is tearing me apart. It's breaking my heart. Please don't cry. This is not goodbye. Beautiful words to a beautifully sad song. Wake up beside me and tell me that it will be okay. Talk to me, tell me what you're thinking. Tell me how you're feeling. Here I am.
Now that is a beautiful song.
Thank you.
Recognize a beautiful song anywhere. That's definitely a beautiful song. You guys mentioned that you both play in sort of like some other bands on the side. Is to sort of work out that hard edge, nervous anxiety. Is that sort of the experience? You kind of like, you know, get a chance to yell and play some distortion guitar so that you can come back and then write these kinds of songs?
It's very therapeutic.
Exactly. In my other band, I just scream and jump around stage the whole show. So this is more tethered. But I mean, I like this music as much as I like the other music. So it's just kind of, I guess, two sides of our personalities that kind of, I guess, it creates a more full spectrum.
You can't be pissed off all the time.
Well, I guess not.
Sure you can. Why not? Yeah.
I'm the last angry man.
Yeah. Well, guys, thanks so much for coming in again. And hope you are enjoying your stay in our town. And I look forward to your return again. Hopefully I'll get a chance to get up north and see you guys in Vancouver as well.
That'd be great.
Once again, you guys are playing at the Whiskey on Sunset this Thursday, February 14th. You guys go on at 8:15. And so people should go out and see that. I think I'm going to try to make it out. And the album Stories is available at CD Baby and iTunes.
Yes, that's right.
All right, let's sign off with another track. What do you recommend?
How about Old Dale Road?
All right.
There you go. You've been listening to Is Good on killradio.org.